Jesus is betrayed. Friend, do what you came here to do. Matthew 26:50. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. Mark 9:31. We would like to thank Scott Erickson for both his art and the following meditation. So take some time to pause and to consider the following words.
A meditation by Scott Erickson. There's a moment where we start to see the beginnings of betrayal in Jesus' disciples. There's a dinner where a woman walks in and, in an act of adoration, pours expensive perfume on Jesus' head. And everyone loves it and celebrates how beautiful of a moment it was to witness. Nope. They all think it's a huge waste of money and resources. In fact, after that dinner, one of the followers of this good news movement has had enough of the compassion malarkey and goes to the authorities and asks how much money they'll give him if he turns over this disappointing Messiah. 30 pieces of silver, it turns out. Doesn't take much to sell out a friend. But before we think this story is not about us, let's consider this. It's disheartening when the thing you're following shows itself to not be the thing you thought you were following. When you're ready to die for the revolution, when you're ready to take back the power, when you're ready to be on top again. And then your leader lets resources wasted away in sentimental pageantry. And then your leader doesn't put up a fight. And then your leader says, "Love those who are persecuting you." There may be some in the group that grumble. Wait, what? Isn't this about winning? I thought this was about winning. Winning involves power. Power comes with wealth and might. You're telling me if I follow this thing, it doesn't end up in power? It doesn't end up in looking like being on top, being in control, feeling secure? What's the good news then? Jesus partook in not being what others wanted him to be. Confession. I'm amazed how quick I can be at betraying any way that leads me away from power, wealth, and control. It's been said I can't have two masters. But sometimes, Jesus, I don't think you know how all of this actually works. Friend, do what you came here to do.